Mick Wallace joins us. He's going to find the winners. How are you, Mick?
I'm very well, thanks, Don.
That's good. Nice to see that bit of rain around, mate.
It is certainly a welcome, no doubt about it. And as you say, the thing you point out there is we need some follow-up rain now. It's good to get that shower and a little bit of soaking, a bit of water around, a few puddles in the last few weeks, but you just need that rain to keep coming to make a real difference.
Yeah, and people think a big downpour is welcome at the start, but what it often does is wash away your topsoil and your fences. You need the steady rain for a start just to settle everything in place.
That's it. Too right.
Yep. All right. Now, the first there today, we put out 1, 2, and 3. Forward Destiny Discovered, 34. 5 Cent From Above, $1.35. 6 Haralbin is $9. 7 Supreme Times, 81. Number 8 Somali, $8. 9 Kwasi Time, 21. 10 out. 11 My Nice Tush, $41. Number 12 Supreme Fashion, 81. 13 Slimline is 10. 14 Lingyi, 21. 15 Dart Street, 23. 16 out. Favourite Short, $1.35. Number 5 Cent From Above.
You would think Sent From Above could get away with this. My numbers in the first are 5, 15, 6, and 4. Sent From Above by Lonro has had the 3 career starts. It's been placed on 2 occasions in a couple of pretty strong provincial maidens at Newcastle. The most recent run was on the 25th of August, bumped into Shabrit, and showed good speed that day and only got tired over the concluding stages. This is much easier today. And I think she'll be hard to beat. I thought the 15, which was Dart Street's an interesting runner here. I've followed this horse closely throughout its career, and I've noticed that it always seems to be attracting support in the market. Trialled really well at Newcastle on the Beaumont track back in late July. Finished second there behind After the Last Stone, and it was an encouraging effort. And then last time there at Gilgandra, first up from a spell, just did plenty wrong. Wanted to run off the track and in the end only beat a few home. But I think he's better than that, and I'd be including him in all your trifectas and first fours. A 6, Haralbin, is an interesting runner too. It's a first starter, wasn't knocked around in a recent Goulburn trial. There has been a little bit of money around for it early. And at 4, which is that Destiny Discovered, only had the 1 race start. That was at Bendigo back in May of this year. Didn't do a lot in saying that. Had a genuine excuse, was caught off the track. Has a better draw today, and I'm sure it can run an improved race. So 5, 15, 6, and 4 in race number 1.
All right. Now, the second event, 1 Brave King is 19, number 2 Bell Twister 9, 3 Audio Bay 13, 4 Trojan, 370, 5 Alaru, 390, 6 out, 7 Narrow Neck Nelson, 850, 8 All the Wine, $8, 9 Arctic Warrior, 81, 10 out, 11 Casino Ace, 126, 12 Charm Princess, 480, 13 Escape to the Orient, 81, 14 Our Sister Anna, 151, 15 Bramondo, 34, 16 Sutton, 126, 17, 18 out, 370 favoured narrowly, number 4 Trojan.
Geez, I found this a tough race to assess, so I had it narrowed down to about eight or nine chances. So it was hard to fit them into the 4 selections. I've gone wide here. 3, 9, 11 and 5 are the tips here. I've put the Audio Bay on top. This 4-year-old mare by Arlington's only had the 1 race start. And she got a long way out of the ground over the short 800-metre trip there at Narromine. And she closed the race off well. She really hit the line strongly. I made her a take-2 horse to follow out of that meeting, and she's up to the 1,100 metres today. I think that will suit her. Hopefully she'll be able to settle a little closer to the speed, and that the value will go her way. A 9 Charm Princess is an interesting first starter. I thought this horse is... just getting a bit confused here. Charm Princess only had the 1 trial, and that was pretty good. Was able to lead throughout and win that. We've got Casino Ace, who I thought was a roughie with some sort of a chance as well. I thought this horse had some genuine excuses of late. And last time there on the heavy 10 at Dubbo, had no luck when caught off the track. And for 4, we'll put in 5 Alaru, who was pretty good first up at Muswellbrook. So in race number 2, we'll go 3, 12, 11 and 5.
They can be tricky races, these, Mick, can't they? Sometimes horses, you get the first starters, but sometimes horses only had 1 or 2 runs, all of a sudden the penny drops.
Exactly right. And how often do you see horses take a huge leap forward after only a moderate debut? So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Audio Bay could improve enough to win here in the second event.
Righto, the third one, the Rouse, about $4, two out, three Harry Invictus, 21, four Single Intent is 330. Number five, Silk Topper, 950, six Z Optimus, 650, seven The Iceman, 5, eight Cobb & Co, 14, nine We Love Rugby, 11, number 10 Cherry Princess, 19, 11 Future in Doubt, 34, 12 Unresolved, 34, 13 Velvet Glove, 41, 14, 15, 16 out. The favourite, 330, is number four, Single Intent.
Numbers here, 7, 4, 10 and 6. Again with the Iceman, I was quietly confident that he'd run a decent race here today. He's been campaigning well with preparation, and he was as much as $21 yesterday with tab.com.au. He opened up $11 this morning, and there's been a steady stream of money for him. He was very impressive winning it to Coonamble two starts back. I'm not sure what he beat that day over the 1,400 metres when notching up the maiden victory, but he did win by almost six lengths. Ventured to Gilgandra last time, was a short price favourite. I got trapped at three and four wide, worse than midfield. Had to make a long searching run. I thought the effort was really good to place behind a Wild Enemy's pick. Has been given a little bit of time to get over that run, and I just think from the good draw today, I think he'll be hard to hold out. A four Single Intent has plenty of speed. I wanted to wobble around in the straight when placing at Newcastle two starts back. And then last time at Muswellbrook, I tore out to a big lead, and it was being hailed the winner at one stage before being gunned down by Apache Lad, Bella Brook and Manangatang. In the end, was only beaten half a length, though. 1,500 metres back to the 1,400, probably a positive. The 10, which is Cherry Princess. This is a runner I'd be keeping a close eye on. It's a former Danny Williams trained a four-year-old mare by Strada. Jake Tracy Holmes will take the ride for Tony Newing. And this particular mare's had a couple of trials leading in. She's only had the one win from seven starts, but I'm convinced she's got some ability. And we'll put in the six, which is Zy Optimus. Now, this horse is coming off a placing at Quirindi last time. He managed to lead on that particular occasion before being run down by Eyewear Prada. I think Wellington might suit. Gate one, if it can poke through along the rails, sit on speed, it'll be hard to run down. Quite often we see horses on pace at Wellington prove very hard to beat. So we'll go 7, 4, 10 and 6 in race number 3. But I do concede there are a number of other chances. One, the Rouseabout looked like an absolute world beater there at Warren on the 24th of July. Geez, it was a good effort in defeating Moratai and Little Lena. And not sure what happened last time. The wheels fell off, but never really travelled at any stage and finished midfield behind Wrong Bias. If he could revert back to the form he showed at Warren two starts back, I think he'd win this and win it comfortably. But with the 60.5 kilos and a wide gate, I just want to see him do it again today. 7, 4, 10 and 6.
There's one in there that's drawn shockingly, but it's at big odds. And he the other day, he's win a gun and doesn't look too bad. Harry Invictus.
That you are to point him out, he was right on the fringe of my selections. I wasn't fancied there first up at Gunnedah. It was a big price, around about 40-1, as you say, but I can certainly build off that performance. So he might have just come back a better horse. He'd only had the one start prior to that Gunnedah victory and didn't do a great deal, but he might have turned the corner, and there's no reason why he can't continue to improve.
All right, now the fourth one, Social Pirate 370, to Yumgini is 18. Three Not Wanted, 41. Four Long Lasting, 9. Five Smart Attire, 4. Six Out, 7 Out of Space, $5. Eight Eagles Dare, $8.50. Nine Raised to Duel, $10. Number 10, Puntanato, is 17. 11 Milk and Brandy, 10. 12 Atlas is 61. And 13 Out, favourite 371, Social Pirate.
I like the top one. That one number's 1, 5, 11 and 9. A Social Pirate, trained at Gosford by Tony Newing. Jake Hull will take the ride. Second up today. First up run was really unusual. Went through and that led and collided with the running rail and started dropping out of it. Really started to rally again late. You always remember the bad beats. I tipped this horse second up last preparation off a very similar profile, and geez, it was a difficult watch. I think he probably should have won. He's a horse that does improve, but considerably second up. I know he's got the 62.5 kilos to deal with, but I think he might be just better than these. I'll put him on top over 5 Smart Attire. He gave a bit of a sight there to Forbes last time. when finishing fifth of Burble. He usually reserves his best for the home track here at Wellington. He's had 9 starts at this circuit for 2 wins and 4 minor placings. He's a much better horse on top of the ground, so hopefully they won't get into the track too much or he might struggle. 11, Milk and Brandy, I thought was a good roughie in this race. Has been performing okay with Genuine Excuses struggling to win. Struck the heavy 8 surface there last time. This is another horse I feel is better on top of the ground. The run prior at Bathurst behind Taking Liberties was very good. Was sent out a big price, and there was a bit of depth to that race that day, and I thought he performed quite well. He's only had 1 start at Wellington previously and was placed. And I'm putting in 9 Race to Jewel as well. This 7-year-old mare always gives her all, and the Mark Milton stable is having a bit of joy recently. Race to Jewel is a horse that has performed well at Wellington. It's always important to have good track stats at Wellington. It's a tricky circuit. She's had 6 starts at the venue for a win and 2 minor placings. But pretty keen on Social Pirate. I'll make it 1, 5, 11, and 9.
Fifth event, 1 Scatterblast, 480. Number 2, Star Zone, 9. 3 Not For Export, 650. 4 Podium Bound, 10. Number 5, Miss Momozara, 460. 6 and 7 out. 8 Pretty Pines, 11. 9 Handful of Aces, 7. 10 Stars and Stripes, 21. 11 Little May, 7. 12 Gotta Keep the Faith, 71. 13 Bellatray, 14. And 14, Did You Hear Me, 151. The favourite in an open race, 460. Number 5, Miss Momozara.
Got a number of open races today. I think when I was doing the form on this 7 race card, I think I've tipped 5 horses over 10 to 1. A couple of them have shortened up a little bit this morning. But I just thought it was that kind of day. If we can back 1 or 2 winners at around the 8, 10 to 1 mark, of course, we'll finish in front. Here's another one that's a bit of value. I like 2, 1, 5 and 8 here. Putting Star Zone on top. I think the best version of Star Zone would win this race. Was back late at Bathurst last time over the 2008 metres and appeared to be travelling well mid-race and just copped a bad check and may have lost interest a bit. Back in distance today, that's probably not ideal, but it's worth noting that he was off the scene for almost a year before resuming at Albury over the 1,400 metres. Then he had that big jump up in distance to the 2008 Bathurst last time. Third run back from a spell. He'll have no excuses today. Whether Wellington's his track, I'm not so sure, but he does have ability. 1 Scatter Blast. Bumped into Springs Creek Star at Warrong last time in what was a tougher race. It was a little bit one pace there over the 1,350 metres. He'll be much better suited out to this longer trip today. The 5, which is Miss Momozara, was placed at Taree on the 3rd of September, so on the quick backup here. And hit the line strongly over the 2,000 metres. And, look, she doesn't win out of turn, but she's sure to have admirers again today. And 8 Pretty Pine, I thought, was the best of the rest. She's rock-hard fit, and Gary Lum will no doubt have her ready to produce her best. She wasn't far from dapperized at Mudgee just a week ago, and she's a definite for your trifectas and first fours. I'll go 2, 1, 5 and 8.
Right, race 5, 1 Scatterblast. Race 6, as my computer jumps back. Race 6, 1 SCB, 12, 2 Super Chase, 34, 3 out, 4 Destiny's Revenge, 650, 5 Wrong Bias, 31, 6 Drummed Out, 12, 7 Eyesore, 6, 8 is out, number 9, Tin Mine, 850, 11 Oil Flutter, 950, number 11 Dunderry, 11, 12 is Nordic Noir at 34, 13 Stickett, 19, 14 Ocumba, $8, 15 Slicks to $5.50, 16 out, 17 in Kulu, 19, 18 out, 5.50 for 15 Slickster.
Yeah, another really open race. Tips here, 7, 15, 12 and 6. I'm going with Eyesore, and I've always got a bit of time for this fellow. He's a 7-year-old, but he's only lightly raced. He's had the 21 starts, 3 wins and 4 minor placings. He's now in the care of Gary Lunn. He's got a few tricks. I think he's been scratched at the barrier a couple of times, and I remember last time he ventured here to Wellington, he won. That was 2 starts back. I think Darren Hyde had him there. He was in a benchmark at 55, and he was on speed. And he came down the hill and looked like he was going all right. And as he's turned the bend, he's just gone straight out to the outside fence. And I think everyone that was there that day thought, well, that's the end of him. But he just kept on rallying down the outside and ended up winning. It was quite a performance. Went for a spell. The run at Dubbo the other day on the heavy 8 surface behind Hoag's was very good. He'll be fit up, second up today, and I think he'll be hard to beat. 15 Slicksters, another one of mine that I think will run well again today. The six-year-old gelding trained by Lee Lannett Dubbo has only won the two from 35, but has run a number of good races, always at picking up a check. I showed plenty of speed at Dubbo last time on the heavy eight surface when finishing fifth to Hogues, and he hates the wet, so his effort to only be beaten four lengths was very good. Last time he was here at Wellington, he finished fourth to a Martin Place pick, who's one of the most informed horses in this area at the moment. Greg Ryan goes on board. Originally, he was down to ride the short price favourite in this race, which was, I can't think of his name now, but it was withdrawn. And he's picked up the ride here on Slickster, a horse that he does know pretty well. A 12 Nordic Noir is a horse that's going to go around at big odds today. I thought his two runs back for a spell have been okay. They're better than they read on paper anyway. And he's a horse that usually produces his best third run back from a spell if he has any luck whatsoever from the awkward draw. I think he can be effective. And six drummed out, well, he'd be running on at the end of the Tour de France. He's always an eye catcher, just rarely gets the win. I thought his run at Dubbo last time behind Sapience, once again, was very good. I'm not sure if Wellington would be his circuit, but he does have a turn of foot, so if he's within striking distance, he can be in the finish somewhere. But we'll go 7, 15, 12 and 6 in race 6.
All right, the final event, race 7, 1 yays and nays, $10, 2 Corrigan 10, 3 and 4 out, 5 Reprimand, $1.80, 6 Algaroba 10, 7 Springer 19, 8 out. 9 Artie's Party 51, 10 Byzantium 15, 11 Ennis's 440, 12 Bounty Bell 51, 13 Tilly's Waltz 26, 14 Girl Most Likely 101, 15 Bella LaBelle 101, 16 out. $1.80, really short, number 5 Reprimand for Cameron Crockett.
Yeah, she looks like a nice horse. She's only had a couple of runs for Cameron, and both of those runs resulted in very impressive victories, both at Dubbo and both over the 1,000 metres, and on each occasion won by upwards of 3.5 lengths. So she's obviously appreciating the country air and the drop in grade. She went around in a trial at Mudgee the other day after the last. I stuck around for that, and she was pretty good, defeating stablemate Valaro. You had Most Exalted, a very well-credentialed horse, getting home into third spot there. It was a really good trial. I think she'll be ready to go. Not sure I want to launch into the odds-on quote, but she certainly looks the one. I think the way I'll be playing this race is that having a Quinella with two Cora Glenn, who's a very speedy conveyance. Justin Stanley trains at Narromine. Jake Pracey-Holmes is on board. Gate number one, he's got plenty of speed. I know his last two runs have been a little bit average, but is that run at Wellington three starts back when placing third to the Smart Out Dasher over this 900 metres was very, very good. If he can find his best form, I think he'll be the hardest to run down. Six Algaroba goes into the numbers. Was a little bit unlucky last start by all reports at Mendura, and then was a Louth winner prior to that. I expect this picnic form to hold up. Does have the good draw. And 11 Enazus has had some support this morning as well. Another one that's got stacks of speed, but was probably entitled to do a little more at Gilganger, I thought, when a beaten favourite last time behind New York Billy. I'll go 5, 2, 6 and 11 in the last.
All right, now any standouts here today, Mick?
Not so much standouts. We've got a shorty in the first and a shorty in the last. I expect both of those to win, but the way I'm going to play it is I'm going to have something on race 3, number 7, the Iceman. Race 5, number 2, Star Zone, and race 6, number 7, I Saw. I think if we back at those three horses and one of them wins, well, we'll have a good day.
All right, terrific. Enjoy the day there, and we'll look forward to hearing your late mail from the track throughout the day.
Thank you very much, Cozzy.
Thanks, Mick. Mick Wallace joining us there, looking at the meeting today at Wellington.